Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, today's Columbus Day, as some people call it, and others no longer do. In New York, at least for now, it's still Columbus Day, complete with the return of the traditional parade this year, as Glenn Shuck reports live from Fifth Avenue this morning. Glenn.
And good morning, Lee. Good morning, everybody. Governor Hochul and Mayor de Blasio are going to be attending this, the route Lee running from 44th, where I am here this morning, to 72nd Street up Fifth Avenue after the parade virtual because of COVID last year. And the mayor was not invited, but Bill de Blasio is invited this time, and he will be taking part. Now, the celebration, we're told, at least 100 groups, so a pretty big parade, musical bands and floats. And we spoke with Marion Pardo, who's the president of the Columbus Citizens Foundation. They would be the organizers. And they're saying this should be, in terms of spectators, the biggest parade since the pandemic began.
Clearly, we're not over with COVID. Clearly, this is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. But recognizing all of that, everybody's ready to step off and step up Fifth Avenue. It's really exciting.
And it's a day off for the public school kids as well today, Lee. Not, though, for Columbus Day. On the school calendar today, it says Italian Heritage Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live here on Fifth Avenue.
Well, whatever it's called, our Carol Dioria will be there for the start of the parade this morning, so be sure to be tuned in for that on 1010 Winds. Gunfire in the Flatiron District this morning, and it was the cops doing the shooting. Our Samantha Liebman is live at 5th and 28th, trying to sort it all out. Sam?
Yeah, and Lee, 5th Avenue closed off at 28th Street as the NYPD investigates the shooting, which started just before 1:30 this morning. That's when police tried to pull over a BMW, which they've been watching in connection to high-end jewelry thefts. It was possibly casing a nearby restaurant for new victims when they attempted to pull it over. A chase ensued, the car mounting the sidewalk on 5th Avenue. As the suspects ran, police opened fire, but no one was hit. One person was apprehended. The others still at large. A gun was recovered from the car. Police believe the suspects are connected to a string of robberies in which they target victims leaving high-end restaurants, taking their jewelry and watches at gunpoint, including one last month at Philip Chow and two others in Chelsea in August, one of those happening right near the scene of this incident. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Flatiron.
30-year-old Lauren Cho was staying at a home in Yucca Valley, California back in June when she went for a walk and never came back. Now, human remains have been found in the area. They haven't been identified yet, but they were found by a team that was looking for Lauren Cho, who was from New Jersey. Investigators say the ID process could take several weeks. Scott Stringer didn't get close to being elected mayor of New York, but he is still the city controller, and he has a plan to reimagine the city's transit system.
We need a transit revolution in our city, and we have new data that proves what our frontline workers and working families have known all along. Rush hour is not 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Rush hour is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The main thrust of Stringer's plan, all subway trains and all buses arriving at every stop every 6 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The MTA, meantime, is still dealing with the fallout from the pandemic, with ridership 40% to 50% below pre-pandemic levels. It's usually bad enough when you have to go to the cemetery, and the situation is not enhanced if you're being terrorized by junkyard dogs while you're there. So St. Michael's Cemetery in Elmhurst is suing the owner of a junkyard located next to the cemetery. The suit claims that Tom Taseo has been allowing his pack of junkyard dogs to roam through the cemetery for years, disrupting funeral services and striking fear in mourners and staff. The dogs get in through a hole in a fence. The cemetery asked Taseo to repair it, but he hasn't cooperated, so now they're suing, in part because the cemetery says Taseo told them, "Sue me." No comment from him so far. There will be a mass this afternoon for Maria Ambrosio. She was a nurse at the Bayonne Medical Center. She came to the city on Friday and was having lunch in Times Square when a suspected mugger being chased by the cops slammed into her and knocked her to the sidewalk, fracturing her skull. She was taken off life support Saturday night. Her brother talked to CBS 2.
She was just here. I mean, it's really the best, devastating.
Maria Ambrosio was 58 years old. Jermaine Foster, the 26-year-old homeless man who slammed into her, is now charged with murder. Kids playing sports in city schools are operating under very tight restrictions, which could be causing them to lose life-changing opportunities.
Ron Nicolario is outraged. The legendary basketball coach at Benjamin Cardoza High School says now COVID restrictions are hurting his players. Nicolario said COVID rules prohibit college coaches, recruiters, and scouting services from watching a game. In fact, no spectators are allowed at all. He said he recently recommended an honor student who plays great basketball to go to a college 3 hours away, and the college coach there loved him.
He said, "Coach, the little video you gave me was great. Now I want to come see him play. If it's what I think it's going to be, I'm going to offer him a scholarship." So I had to pull like a Jackie Gleason on the Honeymooners, go a humna, 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 because I can't let the coach in the gym.
Nicolario says that kid and others will lose basketball scholarships if they can't be seen. He says for many inner city kids, basketball is their only ticket to college. Carol DiOria, 1010 Wins News.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.